As we reported earlier this week, News 13 WLOS-TV has learned the state now believes an inmate started the deadly jail fire in Mitchell County 7 years ago. The blaze killed 8 people. A motion filed by the state attorney general's office reveals the fire was part of a conspiracy. The state alleges the plan was hatched by an inmate who wanted drugs and money, and another who wanted to escape from jail and his wife. Now the attorney general's office has filed a motion to countersue Melissa Robinson, who now goes by the name of Melissa Robinson Buchanan. She says she had nothing to do with starting the jail fire. She was an inmate and a trustee at the jail at the time of the fire, serving time for delinquent child support. But according to sworn witness testimony, she was involved or at least knew about the plan. An EMT who transported Buchanan claims he heard her say that starting the fire was a bad idea. They were going to smoke up the jail so that prisoners could get released. Another witness claims that a day or two after the fire, she saw alleged co-conspirator Denise Davis at the scene, and Davis told her, "We never meant for this to get out of hand." Also, Buchanan admitted to starting the fire to her ex-husband. She patted him down looking for a hidden microphone, then said they poured a chemical on the cardboard and flipped matches on it. The motion states that she agreed to smoke up the jail in return for drugs and money. The motion also alleges that Robinson conspired with Denise Davis and Davis's husband, Jesse. Jesse Davis was one of the inmates who died in the fire. The decision to prosecute anyone would have to come from the district attorney's office. The attorney general's office has asked the SBI to reopen the investigation. Meanwhile, Mitchell Sheriff Ken Fox says he gave information to the SBI years ago indicating the fire might not have been an accident. He says he got anonymous letters accusing Melissa Robinson, Jesse Davis, and Denise Davis of setting the fire. The sheriff says he's heard of the conspiracy rumors in the community for many years, but he says his hands were tied because he was not the investigating body. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.